Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi gang, it's Weekly Data. It's my second time doing this intro. And I'll tell you why afterwards, which is... guess what? Who we have on the podcast today, gang? It's Rodney and Mary. I was telling Rod about the 4th of July and how we should respect the troops in America, and he called it 4th of July's. And so I beat him so bad that he currently can't walk, and we don't know how his recovery is going to be going on. We also have Whitmer Thomas.
He's got a bullet in his spine from Clay.
Which is a ring I was wearing on my finger that got lodged in
his back.
Clay
wears his bullet ring. Yeah.
Clay was punching me with his bullet ring, and now it's stuck in me.
Yeah.
From all the wars.
Not the first
I
time
collect a bullet from each war. That's why my hands are so heavy.
Well, we've all had something stuck in us at some point, right?
Clay didn't even get to... He couldn't even think of a dig on me. That's how close we are as friends.
Exactly.
Did I tell y'all that I almost choked on beef?
When?
The fucking burger you made me yesterday? I'm surprised. I'd be surprised if you told me you didn't choke on beef. The big size burgers you've been making me.
You thought that burger was big?
Yeah. Gigantic.
Dude, that thing was small. I was thinking that these little guys
were
too small. Oh, yeah. I was rushed. I felt rushed.
You did kind of want to get everything. You wanted to get it done before the party really started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're talking about 4th of July yesterday.
Rod called 4th of July's.
Yeah. And he got a bullet in his spine from Clay's fist because of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was eating ramen a couple of days ago. Sorry, I said Robin because I've been playing a lot of Batman.
Gang drag him for that.
Yeah.
Internet, do your thing.
Or no, sorry. It was pho. Sorry.
And you know internet, you
get them again.
We gave you a bunch of material.
Just fucking
to track
dunking on wit.
They got that really thin steak. What's that called again?
Jabari.
Yeah, so I'm eating that.
Is it not Jabari?
Yeah, Jabari steak.
So I'm eating some Jabari, and that steak, it tricks you how much you're eating it. Oh, it's so thin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and it clogged up my throat, and I started choking. I couldn't breathe. I was alone, and I had to stick my hand in my throat. I was trying to cough it out, couldn't do it. I had to stick my hand in my throat and pull it out of my throat.
The fuck?
I nearly died.
You didn't try the couch thing?
What's that?
You
bump your gut on the couch?
Yeah.
No, because I was able to pull it out, so I didn't need to. But can you believe that?
That frightens me.
I often think that's how I'll go.
Yeah, eating some beef on your floor?
On my floor.
No, I know how I'm going to go. Mm. Sometimes my thumb randomly goes numb, and I go, that's a heart thing. I'm going to die in 2 years, probably.
Left?
Right. No?
No, it's probably a circulation thing.
Probably because I keep my thumb in my ass most of the day.
Yeah.
Because
I think it's your left arm, right?
Left arm, right.
What to right? Pick oh my god! Oh, drag them, internet.
The left arm is the one that you got to worry about.
When y'all sit on the toilet, does it make your legs go numb?
Yeah, sometimes. Mm-hmm. That's because I'm overweight, and so are you. Well, you need to lose weight.
What about when you look at your phone in bed and the phone is above you?
The hand goes.
Your arm kind of goes numb.
Yep.
Okay, happens cool. To me.
But that's because I'm overweight. So are you?
Okay.
What did you eat today?
I ate
ramen. You need to cut that in half.
You ate ramen today?
Oh, dude, my thing is, like, when I go a little ham with food, you know, we partied yesterday, ramen. I go to bed, and I think, tomorrow I'm going to have ramen or pho.
To celebrate after eating so much food?
No, I'm going to have ramen or pho for lunch.
No, when you got, like, a little hangover, I think that...
Or when I just feel like shit, no matter what. Like, if I just feel if I had a bad day of like activities or something. Rod, don't comment on Clay's the noise that is happening. The audience can't hear the noise.
I know the audience can't hear the noise.
Rod, it's called.
Are we just taking these off?
It's called acting, Rod.
I know. But I'm a bad actor, and you know this about me.
Yes. No, you're not a bad actor. You're really good in Clay's short death metal from 2007.
That is true. That's my greatest.
You're really good. Clay sent it to me the other day.
If you guys need me to, I guess I could act very subtly in things. I think I can do that.
We don't do sound anymore here.
Yeah, we don't know. We can't listen to the sound right now.
Okay. Yeah. So what happened just now is that, so we've had this thing for a while that all of our headphones plug into so that we can see, so we can hear Clay's piano playing. And it's always been a little wonky, and I think what just happened is it went full fuzzed.
Yeah, it went full fuzzed.
Yeah, it's done now.
Yeah.
But, audience, just so you know, all of that talk about the short film that Rod was in, his acting, that was us acting as if that fuzz didn't exist.
Yeah.
So, and it was pretty good.
Yeah.
What didn't you say?
Yeah, the fuzz is really annoying. It's a
Rod!
Lot.
Rod, come on.
I'm just saying it's a lot to... to act like, I'm just saying, you did a great job.
What is y'all? So when I'm going crazy ham,
right,
having too much fun one day, whatever it is, the next day I think at noon I'm getting pho.
Why is that?
Because I don't understand. Makes me feel way better.
Oh, because you're talking about hangover
or sick or anything like that.
I don't get hungover.
I think that getting like a hot soup.
If I'm hungover, you'll know by how I was acting the night before. I have to be visibly drunk,
and then you throw up and stuff.
Yeah,
I've never done that. I've never had that before. But I don't go that kind of ham.
I drank half a bottle of that margarita stuff yesterday. Yeah. It gave me more of a sugar high than it did get me drunk, and I kept on looking at it. I go, it has triple sec and it has vodka, or it has
tequila
in it. And I go, I'm just double checking that that's the case because I'm not getting drunk at all.
No, it was like it was like candy though.
Yeah, sweet like sugar.
I have a ton of margarita popsicles.
Oh, can you grab me one right now?
Really?
Yes, King.
Okay, King.
Does it have a barcode in that I can scan from my fat app?
He's loving that. Clay, you love that.
I call him fat out. It's so triggered.
No, I'm good. What app are you using?
It's called MyFitnessPal.
Okay.
Right now, I have 382 remaining calories left to end my day that I can eat. And I like to leave 500, but, you know, I've just been having just a...
I've just been walking more. I've made an effort. I'm just walking. That's what I'm doing to try and lose weight. I'm trying to eat exactly the same, maybe less, but just walk about 15,000 steps into the day.
That's pretty good. I did today. I've done 1,950 steps, and that gives me 19 more calories that I can enjoy. Which is, this is how this app works. I love it.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know how you do that math. So, wait. So, 1,000 is basically 20.
Okay.
So, 20
So, you guys are talking about calories?
Yeah.
I think this is what the listeners want to hear.
They want to hear the calorie
talk?
They want
to hear your journey. I think we should continue to update them on your journey.
Gang, if you don't have... Sorry, if you can't hear me. If you don't have the Patreon, I think that's where we mainly talk about our...
I thought we talked about it on the real episode.
Yeah, I'm just covering all bases.
I don't really know when we talk about it.
So far, who do you think... out of y'all, like, who do you think's winning? I mean, Rod obviously got a more extreme hair makeover.
Rod's doing more steps, like exercising, and I'm doing more calorie counting, so it's really...
He's doing all the calorie counting. So, I'm not doing that.
What is the steps
you're saying? I'm just trying to get back into walking like I was.
Right, that's a myth. Yeah, that's not going to do anything.
No, it's...
A fucking myth.
No, sure. It burns calories.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't do anything.
It 100% it burns calories. You
need to be pumping iron in the gym.
No, I'm going to get into the gym eventually, but I'm doing walking
for now you're just going to waste time. Okay. No, yeah, I guess wasting time is cool.
It's not wasting time. It is a lot of work.
Personally, I'm a calorie in, calorie out man.
And there are a lot of hills around here, and the walking up hills.
Do you run up them as fast as you can?
No, you don't have to run up them.
Yeah, you're just...
Well, where are the cops at the time?
You might as well have a burger in your pocket.
Yeah.
I don't understand why you think walking is a myth.
Because I watched one YouTube video where a guy walked 25,000 steps a day.
How healthy was this guy?
He's very healthy. Healthy as a dog.
That doesn't... I'm not that healthy.
I did nothing to him. Rod! You need to be nice to yourself.
But if he's a guy who's in shape...
If we're not nice to you, and you're not nice to you, I don't know.
Then who's being nice to you?
No one is nice to me.
As soon as this COVID thing is completely non-existent, it's like doesn't exist already, like it never was real. Mm-hmm. But as soon as it is proven that it was not real, I'm going to the gym.
Thank you, Alex.
I'm going to start going back to Gold's Gym pretty soon, I think.
I just don't want to wear a mask in a gym.
I don't think you have to.
Yeah, you don't have to, but isn't that where you would probably want to wear a mask?
Where you're breathing heavy? Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't seem worth it to me.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
But yeah, I don't think... Here's what you do, Wad. Commit to running as fast as you can everywhere you go for 3 months. And no. I guarantee you will change. Your body will change.
Because it'd be gross and sweaty all the time.
Always have a pair of clothes with you. With you. Always have a pair of clothes. It may be even some Axe body spray.
Do you use Axe?
No. Do you?
No, I use Old Spice.
I'm pretty sensitive to deodorants. That's a new thing for me.
Oh.
Skin wise?
Yeah, I get a rash. Ever since I gave myself shingles 4 years ago from stress.
Oh.
Shingles is like a disease that you get when you're really old, or you can stress yourself into shingles.
Yeah. I'm having a hard time with this fucking margarita thing because it's wet.
You want some scissors?
Oh, yeah, give me scissors. It's wet hands touching a wet thing, so it's just, I'm slopping all over the place.
Well, one thing about Clay is his hands are always wet.
It's a medical thing that I never want to get to the bottom of.
I'll tell you what the medical thing is that you're always dipping your hand in a wet bucket.
Get my ass!
He is always dipping his hand back there.
Clay? Clay? Wait, hold up. Clay, keep cutting that for a second.
Clay cutting with the scissors.
I need the listeners to know what you look like.
The way he's holding the microphone.
He looks interesting.
I mean, he's a wild man.
Lift up your head a little bit. Yeah, thanks. Ooh, don't do that.
You ever show you this?
One of the funniest things. Wait, you want me to hold this?
Yeah, you ever show you
one
this?
One of the funniest things Clay does is that.
What the? No! Do it again. Let's film it for the crowd.
Clay playing with like a knife or scissors is so funny.
Watch this. Right here.
All right. Ever since I know him, just him playing with knife or scissors.
You don't like that. You audience, you're going to love what I'm going to post. And listen, you guys, listeners.
This tastes so bad.
Really?
Try it just a little bit.
And
think of the first word that comes to your mind. If it's not tap water, then
it's some frozen tap. Frozen tap, but it smells sort of like nail polish remover.
Maybe all the good stuff's at the bottom.
I think you just spent 45 minutes trying to open it, and so it's a little bit melted.
Shouldn't take the flavor away.
That's true. here's the deal, listeners and followers. I took over the social media.
Yeah.
Sorry. You guys have been liking the things that I've been posting, but only after I guilt trip you. And it doesn't feel good.
Right.
And so what I need you to do is just be more interactive with all the great stuff I'm posting.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to guilt trip you right now so he doesn't have to later.
Yes. And what you need to do is do it, or else it's going to make me feel bad.
Like, you guys can share it, too. Sharing would be great. That's
not
helpful.
A lot of people sharing a picture of Clay with, like, a cheeseburger in his hand.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Yeah, who are you sharing that with? Everyone.
They should be sharing it with their fans.
Yeah, with their friends. Their friends and fans.
Yeah, I'm trying to grow this podcast, but all I am really doing is making myself feel bad. Oh.
That's fucked
up. And no wonder Clay didn't want to do it anymore.
Oh, yeah. I don't handle rejection that well.
He probably felt bad every day of his life, like Rod.
Yeah. Well.
So, Rod, you go to the gym. So, one time, I didn't even tell you this. One time, I was at the gym, because we would go to the same gym, and I saw you, and I ignored you.
Yeah, I did the same thing. No, I saw you, and I was like, I'm going to leave him alone at the gym.
Yeah, I didn't want to bother you with your journey. But all he did, guys, is he just went and sat behind the hottest girl and just sat there. For he didn't do anything.
Well, you didn't want to be guilty of by association.
I was not just sitting
there. Right, yeah. I was not any hot girl. It was Kim Kardashian. Your girlfriend.
Well, no, you know, it was at the gym, so you know, he was just spotting her.
Right.
Spotting where she works out, spotting where she lives.
Spotting where she eats, plays pizza.
That's what I call it.
Spotting how she sleeps.
Yeah. Spotting his pants with a wet stain.
My pants?
Yeah, a wet little spot.
Oh, I'm spotting. Okay.
From your nut?
Yeah.
This is fucked up.
What do you do when you go there?
Because
I think what I would do is just like sort of watch what another person would do and try to just copy them all day.
I kind of like know I'll lift like free weights, like the loose weights. I'll like do like arm upper body stuff and just do like try and do squats and stuff like that. And then I'll go do the elliptical for about 40 minutes.
40 minutes? Are you insane?
I mean, you got to do a lot.
What's an elliptical?
It's like the thing, it's like this.
What the fuck?
You do that because it's, I don't like to run because it hurts my knees.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't really like to do the bike because it's not very fun. And the elliptical is kind of just the least exhausting thing to do.
What about those people that
can
do
it for like 40 minutes?
That's crazy.
That's psycho.
I mean, I would try to write this. I was never good at the gym, but now I look at photos of myself from that era and I was like, oh, I guess I was good at the gym.
Yeah,
but I would ride that bike, and then I would lift those weights, and I'd bail. I didn't do anything with my legs because I've had too many injuries. And anytime I work out my lower body, it hinders my ability to skate.
And then for a while, I tried to do the machines, but then somebody told me that the machines are actually bad.
Why?
Because it's like they'd like put you like in unnatural positions, and it can hurt. If you strain yourself on those, it could really hurt you.
What machines are these?
Like you know, all the, like, you lay on a thing and then you pull a thing that's attached to some cable with a gear on it.
Yeah. So for a long time, I just did the machines because I didn't want to have to talk to anybody or, like, make my own space, like, in the places where you do the free weights.
Yeah.
Because it's a nightmare to me. I don't want to talk to anybody or...
Yeah. Do you ever get comfortable at the gym? Did you?
No, I didn't. I never felt bad if I was like on the elliptical or whatever.
Yeah.
Because it's just being by myself watching TV or whatever.
You would get that TV going? I could never figure out how to get the TV to work.
I just use my phone mostly.
Yeah. Watch some porn on the phone.
In public? That's my favorite thing.
Yeah. Clay, have you thought about the gym or anything like that?
According to,
yeah.
I think about it sometimes, only because I really like treadmills. You know about this, about me?
No.
Love them.
Why?
Can't get enough of them. I don't know why. I have no idea.
They're pretty fun.
I ride outside, like at one time, when I really got this thing started, this weight loss thing. I ran around a park in my neighborhood, and I would do about 20 steps, and I'm out of breath.
Yeah.
Treadmill, and go all day. Ooh. What it is about it, I don't know.
Maybe because when you jump on the dirt, it makes your lungs jiggle around.
Well, I think it's because when you're running on dirt, you have to propel yourself. But the treadmill, they're doing it for you.
So what's better for you, treadmill?
No, what's better for you is real life, because you're putting more work in to get yourself forward. Hmm. On the treadmill, you're just keeping up to stay steady. Like, they're doing all the work for you. You're just, like, doing cardio.
Wow. But what about lifting beefers?
Weights? I have heavy stuff in my house, so why don't I need to go somewhere and do that?
What do you lift? A book?
Milk jug?
Your cat?
My fat cat? Yeah, dude.
He has to lift his ass
up. Fucking 3 reps of that?
Yeah.
Done for the day.
Oh. Yeah.
We have 2 or 3 one of those kettlebells at their house. But I don't want muscle. I want to be as thin as a fucking rail.
That's what I want. I just want meth weight. I like want to be skinny with no muscle, not a muscle on me. But I don't know if I can do, like, I don't know how to get that like that. That's how I looked in high school. How do you do that? Is that possible?
I think you just have to be already like that. I think that's the only way.
Rod, that's really fucked up.
You know about narcotics?
Yeah.
Maybe try that out for a bit.
Or maybe if you do what Clay is trying to do.
1,200 calories a day?
You, like, cut your calories down just drastically.
Well, it's not drastic. I allow myself 1,800, which is a lot, dude. It's a lot.
How much were you eating before?
Probably 2,500 with a beer. Like, 2,500, maybe... I probably had 25 to 3K to maintain my current weight.
What do you think I do a day?
You do a day... You'll probably have a day of, like, 3,000 easy. And then you'll have a day where you, like, have fucking pudding for dinner. And you forget to eat or something.
Yeah, that sounds about right for what Whit does.
And so you counter... You have, like, a cheat day every other day without, like, knowing that you're doing that. And then, like, eating really healthy by accident.
Yeah, like, sometimes you'll hang out with CJ and you'll eat 3 dinners or whatever.
Or we'll do a podcast here and you'll have a dry tuna sandwich. And then that's what you call dinner?
Yeah, you guys are making fun of me? I've been nothing but nice.
I don't know, dude.
That is true.
That pissed me off when I saw the sandwich. Did you treat yourself like that?
I was in a hurry, man.
Sometimes I'll put...
Did you see what I had for dinner tonight?
Yeah, you had a fucking banana pudding.
And?
He had yogurt.
Yogurt.
And, of course, half a sleeve of club crackers.
Oh, these things are great.
And you tried to eat some, like...
I tried to eat fried pickles.
Reheated.
If Kumail Nanjiani came over and had baked chicken with broccoli, he'll be eating more calories than you just ate.
Oh, but you'd have to cook that. I'm never cooking in my life again. Do you hear me?
Yeah, I understand.
You're over cooking?
At least for a year.
Okay.
Over that shit.
I love it. I made an egg sandwich this morning.
Well, that's fucked. Fuck you.
Fuck off.
What kind of bread you eating?
Well, we don't really have bread in our house, but I found an old loaf of Whole Foods white bread. And because I like the fucking Waffle House style sandwich, where you just have the bright white bread.
Oh, yeah, the best. With like a stain of yellow butter.
But I inspected the bread this morning. Not one.
All mold. Pure chemical.
I'm like, well, this can't be good for me.
The white bread is, that's mostly just,
so.
I think that does kind of last forever.
So I had that. I cooked that and made one for me and Whitney. And I'll tell you right now, it's exactly fucking something. 424 calories.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah.
Yummy.
And that's with the olive oil included.
What are you eating for breakfast every morning? You making it yourself, Rod?
I make a lot of oatmeal.
Oh, oatmeal is good for you, though.
Yeah, Rod, you're not doing that much calories.
Oatmeal tastes bad to me. I don't like it. Or it doesn't taste bad. It's just there's something about it that I don't vibe with.
There's like a time, if I eat oatmeal like 5 or 6 days in a row, the last day, it almost makes me want to vomit.
Yes. Why do I hate it so much, though? What is it? Or you're you? What
is
it?
It's just like mush. It's not.
I mean, you're having the unflavored ones, right?
I went to like a cinnamon sugar one.
Oh, okay.
Man, I used to make. I mean, still low. That's still low calorie. Every morning.
That's psycho. Yeah. Having dishes to clean in the morning.
Well, just one dish. But, I mean, it's crazy to me that I used to do that. Because now in the morning, I just drink that damn coffee. I don't need no damn food at all.
So you're not eating breakfast?
No.
You're not.
I'll eat breakfast
innery,
on it if on a
so
big
So you're not having
day.
Innery calories until lunch?
Yeah, at noon.
And then what are you eating?
Usually, I'll have a smoothie at noon.
And so that, you're having like 600 calories at most if it's like a crazy bad. But normally, around 300 calories. So you're having 300 calorie day. And then what you're having for dinner? Fucking... a banana and something?
No, today I had ramen.
Okay.
For lunch. Okay. And then I got the banana and yogurt for dinner. But I also had a Coke.
You can't be drinking your calories, my man.
And I also had ginger ale.
You can't be drinking your calories. That's
and
one
I had a Powerade.
That can right there is 140.
You had a Powerade?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, drinking your calories, that's the thing.
What? What's the deal?
Out.
Why?
Just like when you're drinking like
because that's how they sneak it in.
Because you could drink like...
Well, I'm not cutting... I'm not doing
no,
what
yeah.
y'all are doing.
But I mean, it's just like, you can drink... Like, you know, when we were younger and we would drink six cups of Coke when they'd bring us Coke.
It's delicious.
Yes.
I suck that brown
crap. You suck
crap
that
down.
Bitch down.
It's like 600 or 700 calories.
Oh my God, I love it. I have Coke in my house right now because we just had the big party. And so I got every soft drink ever in my garage.
Ooh. Ooh. How close are you to getting a garage fridge?
Nah.
Do you ever think about it?
No. We don't need it.
I've seen your fridge before. It's... You could fill it up more, personally.
You guys are making fun of me.
Yeah. This is a lot of pickles and salsa. I'm like, how much pickles and salsa are these people eating?
Yeah, I love pickles and salsa.
That is his main food, I think.
Rod, that seemed like it was making fun of me.
What? I wasn't making fun of you.
My heart is broken.
What?
Oh my God.
I didn't mean to break your heart.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time. Yeah, no, so I'm gonna... So starting sometime soon, I will be getting meth head fit.
No, good for you.
But I'm not going to be doing it for the money. I'm just doing it for myself.
Zero calorie, all cardio.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But, see, so I have been on this great kick of, like, skating all the time. You know, my body...
I've been on a really good kick lately.
I'm absolutely...
Every time I see Rod.
Yeah, you kick him in the ass.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely in the worst shape of my life, but I have been skating more than I ever have been and eating fine, whatever. I guess I'm just getting older. But,
Yeah, you're skating all day and eating fucking yogurt and banana at night. I'm like, I'm surprised that you have, like, ability to, like, get yourself up in the morning.
Well, the other day I almost passed out and I had to eat a whole thing of nuts.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know why, though. I had a smoothie and I went skating, which is what I always do. But something happened, I don't know.
You're not getting enough protein.
Yeah, what's the deal with these smoothies? Are you trying to lose weight?
No, it's just... I'm just a smoothie. My thing is with food is like, you know, I'm just don't care about it.
I mean, honestly, sometimes a smoothie is not really, it's not healthy. It's just like ice cream in the morning.
Well, almost. You're trying to get a calorie deficit.
Well, I make the smoothie. I put kale, celery, blueberries, a banana, some granola, and oat milk in it.
Okay.
So that's not bad.
Protein powder wouldn't kill you.
Well, sometimes I'll do a scoop of peanut butter. Protein powder, it fucks my ass up.
Yeah, that can...
It jacks... I'm pumping
can,
diesel.
That
all,
can... Yeah.
I'm surprised my house doesn't drive away after I eat
exactly,
protein.
Exactly.
With the diesel I'm pumping.
Yes. Some protein powder can really fucking stink up a home.
Oh, my God. But, yeah, I'm trying to get this, like, meth head... I was like, maybe I'll get fully addicted to cigarettes and just eat an apple a day. That's what Christian Bale did to get fit for to look so good for the machinist.
To look so good.
That's what he did. Yeah. That's really good.
Yeah, it was just cigarettes and an apple a day.
Jesus Christ, what a freak.
What drools over that body.
I just don't care about food is the thing in the same way. I don't think the food that I care about is the worst food. It's like a fucking cheeseburger or buffalo wings or stuffed crust pizza.
Dude, that stuffed crust. How? Man.
It's good.
Amount of calories in that sucker now?
But it tastes good.
It is so good.
Clay, you seem like you don't even like it.
I'm triggered now. I'm so triggered by food now. Because I love it so much. Unlike you, I'm very gluttonous when it comes to things that I like. I like to have them at the max and have it all the time.
I like that with other things, just not really with food.
And Ron likes it with other things too, but he keeps that privately unless he wants to get burned like a witch in the middle of town square. Because he's been in
too much trouble.
Yes. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, there's a reason none of us are wearing brown right now.
Exactly.
I still don't think I understand.
No, say poop. A lot of poop play with Rod.
A lot of poop play.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's not.
Rod has someone over and says, do you want to paint? And they say, oh, I don't have any paints. And he says, we don't need paints for what I like to paint with. Clay follows.
Are you trying to say that I paint with a turd?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
And the by the way, the listeners, they're laughing. I don't know if you can see that.
Yeah, I can hear
the earth is shaking right now. Yeah. That's from their laughter.
Oh. They can't hear. They haven't heard the shit.
So. Some of them have. The artists have, right?
Oh, yeah.
This is live for them.
Need a live feed.
Straight from Clay's Zoom recorder.
Yep.
Oh, that is kind of cool. It's a nice feature. Yeah. But actually, we don't do that, so maybe don't say that we do, because they might want
There's a live feed. Yeah.
Live. Oh, yeah. Our listeners chomping at the bit for us to go live.
They have what? They have what?
People would watch us when we did live ones on... In the beginning of the pandemic.
Well, they do that because your close friends tell everyone to keep a close eye on you.
Yeah. It's part of that.
That's why people watch me on Twitch. Is because it's like
Rod's Twitch.
Keep an eye on me.
Just keep him out of trouble.
Everybody, we're just trying to keep Rod out of trouble.
Yeah.
So. You guys are too much.
Shut your ass up.
It's not having fun right now.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
You seem like you're not having fun.
I am having fun.
Dude, maybe another banana might cheer you up. Sorry, I'm food obsessed right now.
What are you guys eating on like a day of being on our classic ideal play day of the past? Of
fast
like two
food
weeks
every
ago.
Single fucking meal.
Huh?
Fast food for breakfast, fast food for lunch, fast food for dinner.
That's what you were doing?
That's not what I was doing.
That's like his dream day.
It's my dream day and having beer all day. Kombucha? Capiche?
You get kombucha too?
No.
No, wait. So, but what were you actually doing that has made you decide you want to make changes?
Oh, stepped on a scale? Is that what you're asking?
You know what I'm saying. Like,
what was the meal that brought me over the edge? Well, we went back to normal life and I was eating out all the time and I go, burger. Got some wings from the table. Okay. Can I have a beer? IPA, please. Thank you. God. Anyone want a sweet treat? And that's me. That was my life.
But what's... I don't...
And then like now my thing is, does this thing have a barcode that I can scan?
But when we were going out to eat, you weren't overeating.
It's the beer and the sweet treat that.
Yeah, you get that beer and you get the sweet treat. That's a lot of calories.
So now you don't drink beer anymore.
No.
So what do you?
How do I cap off the night?
Wrapped up. Yeah.
I sit down. I draw on my iPad and I think about how early can I go to bed. So that's how I treat myself every night.
And so how early Miserable. Do you go to bed?
I try to get to bed around 9 or 10.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
And it's really miserable?
Yeah.
How long are you going to keep this up?
I have to make it my new normal, man. That's why I'm eating shit food. I have a theory. Every time someone tries to lose weight because they're overweight, they start eating like fucking chicken breasts and steamed vegetables. Yeah. Yeah. And you're like, you're not like, you're doing this as a stunt. And the stunt's only going to last as long as you are going to will
it. You're going to get sick of that.
Yeah, you're going to get sick of it. And here's the thing. It's calories in, calories out. That's it. You can eat a fucking McDonald's every day and lose weight if you are overweight. You just have to, like, count the calories and know how much you're walking around. If you're, like, even if you're, like, sitting down for most of the day, your body's burning at least, like, 2,000 calories.
Hmm.
And so if you eat below 2,000 calories, which you can do eating one McDonald's and, like, a fucking donut for breakfast.
What do you mean? One McDonald's is, like, a full meal?
Yeah, like a full meal, yeah. Or not that.
A full McDonald's meal.
You have to be, like, careful with, like, what you get. You can't be getting, like, a drink or anything. Like, but, like, if you have, like, 1,100 calories at night, and your body burns 2,000 calories, that's a deficit right there. At a donut, which is like 400 calories, you're still at a deficit.
So is this what you do?
Yes. You just count your calories. That's it. That's all it is. You don't have to eat healthy.
How long is it going
to
take to see?
But you would have to eat healthy because you're...
What the?
Because you're not overweight. And if you're not overweight and you're trying to lose weight, you have to eat fucking chicken breast and broccoli.
That shit sucks.
Yeah.
That shit.
Or like bullshit. Christian Bale. He just ate a fucking apple and went to bed.
A apple.
I mean, I could be wrong here, but it's like, that's my
theory. I'm interested. What's your ideal day of food, Rod?
My ideal day of food? I mean, to get a big breakfast. I love a big breakfast.
Yes, go off.
With the boys.
Slam.
Oh, love it.
That's like a classic thing.
I love that too.
And then, I don't know. If I eat a big breakfast, I don't really need a lunch. I can skip that.
This is not
ideal. But my ideal day, I guess I get maybe like a fast food lunch.
What the fuck?
Right? I love fast food.
I always want to eat the bad food at nighttime. I don't want it during the day.
You bullied him into telling us what bad food he eats at lunch.
Yeah, no, just his ideal. It doesn't have to be bad. I mean,
fast food at lunch is probably the best for me. And then at night, I mean, like pizza at night, but...
Pizza.
Maybe
pizza.
Pasta.
Oh, yeah, pizza. Oh, yeah.
But just like something heavy. Yeah, yeah. Like a big, heavy dinner.
Oh, so fast food to you is not heavy?
No, not really.
So when I eat fast food, I want so much of it that I feel sick. I'm on the brink of wanting to throw up.
I don't know that. If I eat at lunch, I think I'm less likely to do that. If I do it at night, I'll get basically everything I want to eat at the place.
Oh, dude, let me tell you my ideal day. I'll tell you right now. Wake up early and get McDonald's breakfast.
Ooh!
Right?
Ooh!
This is going to piss you off. Around lunchtime, get one of those sub sandwiches from a 7-Eleven.
Ugh, gross.
Heat it up in the microwave with a bag of hot Cheetos.
Anywhere in the
world.
You can
get like a good one from somewhere.
You get a Jersey Mike's.
I really don't. I honestly, I can't hear you. I don't care.
Clay loves a sandwich that comes in a carton.
Yeah, and I heat that up, and then I have a bag of chips with it. And then for dinner, I'll have something like Taco Bell. Even though I don't go to Taco Bell anymore since they took away Mexican pizza. And have that with a big fat beer, baby.
Oh, wait. Isn't the thing with Taco Bell is they have, like, not food. They have, like, the tacos there are low calories? Or is it...
I think things can be.
They're, like, vegetarian.
There's a lot of vegetarian and even, vegan, like, vegan stuff. Options.
Yeah.
Like, everything you get you can, like, replace with beans or potato.
Not healthy, right. But...
Right.
The thing with, like, eating, like, the only good thing about eating fucking chicken and broccoli is that, like, sometimes you get a lot of high-calorie things that don't fill you up. But those are low-calorie things that, like, fill you up so you don't have, like, urges to eat more.
Right.
That's the only good thing with it, but you can have, like, bad food that fills you up, and you can do it in small, like, smaller portions. So you're... Like, an ideal dinner is, like, 800 calories. And 800 calories is a lot of calories. You can have a nice meal that doesn't... It's not fucking chicken and broccoli.
So, when I go to Chick-fil-A, I get a large chicken sandwich...
Fast food is different.
...with French fries and then 12 nuggets. Usually a large Coke or sweet tea. Is that, like, 3,000?
That's, 15.
Yeah, it's really the soda that gets you.
So, I stopped actually drinking the soda because that... messes with my guts nowadays.
Uh-huh.
So I'm probably better off now. And this is for the listeners, guys. If you could just, you can kind of just eat as much fast food as you want, as long as you don't get the soda, you get a bottle of water instead.
That's exactly what we're.
I mean, that's we're not trying to teach anybody.
No, we're telling them that.
No, we're telling
for all the listeners who are on y'all's December journey, trying to get the $5 out of the, whatever the deal was.
We're gonna give them $5
if they meet their goal. No one's hit us up yet about their goal. Isn't okay. Wasn't that the deal?
I don't remember.
I don't remember that deal, but...
Oh, okay. Well, never mind. Scratch that.
We took that. We took...
I mean, I guess the listener can
win
$5.
We took money
bucks.
Away from you, guys.
A listener can win
Chick-fil-A
$5.
Chick-fil-A nuggets, $2.60. Okay. The sandwich, $4.90.
Fries?
Large fries is probably a good amount.
Where's the freaking fries, gang? I can't... $400. Medium.
Oh, I love that stuff, dude.
Yeah, you can't get enough of that crap, dude.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
I'm a salt man.
I mean, it's crazy. That was like how our friendship started, was just going to Chick-fil-A.
Oh, Rod's a salt man, too. If you try to turn him into the cops, he'll assault you.
That's true.
I gotta go. You guys are being mean to me.
Y'all, yeah. Rod, are you a sugar man or a salt man?
Salt man.
I'm a salt man. Clay's a sugar man.
Sugar man.
But if I stop eating salt, what would happen? Nothing bad, right? You don't need salt, do you?
You get enough salt from other crap.
Yeah, you get sodium all over the place. I have high blood pressure, so I shouldn't really be having that much sodium anyways.
Yeah, you gotta cut salt out.
Gotta cut salt, yeah.
But is there salt in buffalo wings?
Oh, yes.
Cheeseburgers?
Yes.
French fries?
Yes.
Big time.
Dang it. You guys are sure?
You know where the most salt is?
Huh.
Stuffed crust.
Dang it.
The sodium in that bad boy.
I love that stuff.
Yeah, you do.
And you know what's funny is when I do have a ton of salty food at night, next morning, I always wake up like this.
But you also get like that if you go like 30 minutes without water.
That's true.
Yes.
I haven't had water this whole podcast. I've been having ginger ale.
Dude,
Rod, I drink his water.
Rod, you had a whole big jug.
Yeah.
That's a chug jug, dude.
That's
you
would
chug
much.
Jug on that jugga-jugga.
It's not that much, is it?
Clay, you didn't laugh at what I said.
Say it again.
Say it one more time.
You had a chug-chug on that jugga-jugga.
Yeah, left now.
When I go, funny. I just need, when I go out on a limb with saying something really funny like that, and you guys don't laugh, it hurts my feelings.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
It is funny.
I did appreciate it.
I'm going to learn to be a better friend.
Inaudibly, I appreciated it.
Well, I need you to audibly.
Yes.
Say the same thing with our podcast supporters on Instagram and Twitter and stuff.
You need to audibly be appreciative of our content.
Go out, tell everybody you love our podcast. Let them know.
Yes, Kings.
Yes. Rate and review. Is there anything else that they can do?
Comment.
Comment, like, subscribe.
Share.
Go to our merch store, buy our merch.
Clay said he's going to do the hats eventually.
Yeah, I gotta wait until I'm really starving for money.
We just want to do them starving for money.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought you were going to say until you really figure out how to make them the right way.
You're not starving for money?
I will eventually. Okay. I coming up soon, I will be desperate for money.
I got a box of 100 shirts right there with my headshot on them.
The shirt that I'm wearing.
And you're waiting to be desperate for money, too, to let those bad boys out.
Yep. Yeah, except this one's a little better. It's like a bigger logo.
Okay.
Yeah. What, you want a new one?
What why are you sitting on them?
Because it's annoying to have to go to the website and count all the shirts and do all that shit and sell them. Clay just grabbed the light bulb.
If you guys just want to buy a shirt, just DM what.
Oh,
no.
My God. I got burnt. Was it He'll this episode we talked about the light? Probably the Patreon we talked about, this hot light that I keep on trying to touch.
We were talking about it before.
Woo!
That's why I put the bulb on there.
Yeah.
Because you do want to touch the light. You see it, you look at it, you want to touch it.
I got to touch this fucking light. Dude, you know how we made the film and the DP changed out all my lamp lights with like the old-fashioned 90s bulbs?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, dude. We are one of our old like classic bulbs. Power savers went out. Or maybe it was another bulb. Anywho, we replaced it with those old-fashioned bulbs. Bright is the damn sun. What the fuck were we doing back then? How can we see now? Those bulbs are so bright.
You're talking about like an incandescent light?
Yeah, it's like one. Because all of our new lights are like LED.
Like they're darker?
They're just not. They're power savers. They're not like.
I'm pretty night blind. I need things to be pretty bright to be able to see shit. Like whenever me and Clay work on his computer, he always has it really dim, and I'm like, I can't even fucking see any of this shit.
Well, it's because of porn that I'm looking at.
All right. While
we He's work trying together. To not let you see it.
He doesn't want me to see the porno.
Yeah.
But apparently it's good for it's
You way think everything I'm eyes. Editing is good, just because I keep on murmuring to myself, God, this is good.
Yeah.
But I'm watching porn.
This is good stuff.
God, this is good.
You're watching your daily porno.
Yeah.
Your daily viral porno.
It has to be fun.
Oh, you only watch the
every
viral
porn
stuff.
Is viral.
Has this gone viral?
It's pretty much every porn has gone viral, right?
There's probably some that are unwatched.
That's got to feel bad.
Rod would know.
I'm in the least watched porno of all time. That's sad. Because sometimes you watch a porn and you're like, this has 56 million plays? Holy fuck,
wow,
dude.
Wow, pretty
I'd
good.
Kill for these numbers. You jacking me right now, man?
It's amazing.
Jeez. The 10 out of 10 to that.
10 out of 10 to porno.
Anywho, gang, give us your favorite porn reviews. And we'll share them on the pod. I don't know what that means, but it seems like something that our podcast can do.
Do porno reviews? We'll share them
on
the
best
Twitter?
Reviews.
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll share it somewhere.
Send us some good porno reviews, and we'll talk about it.
You ever seen a porno comment?
Yes.
Mitra... has one, found one that was like on some porn and it said, this is one of the sexiest videos ever. Hurricane Franklin is flooding my house right now. Or something along those lines.
Yeah. Anywho, gang, that's the podcast. What do we give the movie?
That perfect 10 out of 10, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Go see Boogie Nights or
go
whatever.
Go see Boogie Nights.
Yeah, go watch
you
Boogie
heard
Nights on HBO Max.
Yeah, okay. Bye, gang!